one that's always associated with the South, especially Mississippi.
Bush tree. Well, I don't know.
It's look, a tree. It's a tree. On
magnolia.
Yes. You don't think of that as a bush at all?
No.
That's
a tree.
But they do start. The branches come right up from the ground, don't they? Practically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But they are a tree.
All right. They. Man a woman's married to is her
husband.
And the woman a man's married to is his
wife.
And a woman whose husband is deceased is
a widow.
Okay, and your male parent is your
father.
And what did you call your father when you were a child?
Daddy.
And your female parent is your
mother.
And what did you call your mother?
Mother.
And together they were your
mother and father.
Or your
my parents.
Right. And then your, you've given me grandfather, you've given me these terms all right, but what did you call your, did you know any of your grandfathers?
Yes, my father's father. We called I.E. because as he came to our house down the street, he had his little call, I.E., 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 I.E.
Is that right? That's great.
So he was I.E. Yeah. I did not know that Cohen father.
And you had a C.
I see Granny.
See Granny. How about your grandmother? The other grandmother?
The other grandmother and the other grandfather were deceased. They were dead.
Was this see Granny your
my mother's mother.
I see. Now, this is a small vehicle for transporting a baby around in.
Carriage.
Okay. And if you're going to take a baby out for in one of these, you'd say, we're going to what the baby?
Walk.
Okay. And a female offspring is a
daughter.
Right. And and she's not a boy, but a
girl.
And a woman's going to have a baby, say she is
pregnant.
And a woman who assists, not a nurse, but a woman who assists in a wedding, in a wedding.
We hope there's been one.
Yes.
Wet nurse.
Okay. And then if the boy has faced, but if there hasn't been a wedding, what would you call the child?
Illegitimate.
All right. Any other terms?
Bastard.
Okay, but that isn't a term you'd use. I mean, that's
no.
Okay. Not under those circumstances. Okay. And if a boy has facial features or physique like his father, you say, that boy what his father? He has a physique or facial features.
Resembles.
Right. How about if he has the same kind of behavior? Would you still say resembles?
Probably say acts like.
Okay, good. The child's been carrying on and you wanted to stop. You better be careful or you're going to get a
spanking.
Okay. You're talking about a child. Say, did he grow? You say, yes, he
grew.
Okay. And how about, do you ever use loving in a comparative form? Loving her, is that at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And your sister's son would be your
nephew.
And a child who's with both parents deceased would be a
orphan.
All right. And someone appointed by the court to
guardian.
Right. And let's see. All the people related to you, you'd say they are your
relatives.
Okay. And if person is not related to him, we'd say he is no what to him? He's no
kin.
Okay. And a person moves into the neighborhood that you didn't know very well. You say, I don't know him. He's still a what to me? He's still a
stranger.
Okay. And the mother of Jesus was
Mary.
And was that her slow? Did she have a sister?
Elizabeth.
How
was she?
Well, George Washington's wife's first name was
Martha. Right. When Martha married sister.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's I don't why know
I
asked either.
You. I thought maybe I pick up a little information.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm not sure. And then in the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.